13 billion years. That's about how long it took light from a newly discovered star to reach the Hubble Space Telescope. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports on the most distant star ever seen.
When astronomers want to see far out into space, really far, even farther than the Hubble Space Telescope can see on its own, they can take advantage of a kind of cosmic weirdness.
When you have a very massive object, so in this case, it's a cluster of galaxies, that actually warps the space around it.
Brian Welch is an astronomer at Johns Hopkins University. He says when light travels through this warped space,
it seems as if the light is bending around the massive object.
It's like a natural magnifying glass that can reveal things like faint background galaxies. Recently, Welch and his colleagues were looking at one region of warped space to search for distant treasures, and they realized that the spot of greatest magnification contained what looked to be a single star.
I would say we didn't quite believe it at first. It was kind of so unusual to find something like this.
This particular star is so far away, scientists see it as it appeared when its light began its journey 12.9 billion years ago. That's only 900 million years after the universe began, and that makes this star the long-distance record holder.
There are definitely galaxies that have been found at greater distances. It's just in this one, we're able to actually pick out the light from this one individual star.
A report in the journal Nature says this star is at least 50 times the mass of our sun.
And being within the first 900 million years of the universe, it's likely that it's going to look quite a bit different than stars that we see in the local universe today.
One astronomer who studies the early universe says finding this was quite the lucky break. Garth Illingworth is with the University of California, Santa Cruz.
It's remarkable to find an object like that right on the most highly magnified part of a cluster. So that in itself is a sort of an astonishing discovery.
More information, like what this early star is made of, should come from planned observations with the James Webb Space Telescope, which launched late last year. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.